understand that. I planted 5 different kinds. I had 60 stalks of heels of tomatoes.
Yes.
And I had all varieties in there, and I've been doing that every year. But this year I even made a chart so I could tell which variety was producing after the tomatoes got the bearing. I wanted to know which was the best producer. So I made a chart so I could find out which was the best variety.
Yes.
And I have a granddaughter that down here at Gonzales, she works in a nursery where they grow these plants. I bought some plants from her this spring. And I bought a dozen, what they call the early girl tomatoes. That's a small variety, and they produce ripe tomatoes so much faster. You get a ripe tomato over those 2 weeks before you get over in the ripe tomato over anything from the other variety. But anyhow, I planted those. And as I say, I had this chart on either I planted them. And I had, altogether, I had 60 varieties, and I had all the new varieties that the LSU recommends.
It's raining. Okay, I don't mean to interrupt you, boy.
And I don't know what happened, but you asked me about little tomatoes. That's what you mentioned, little tomatoes. That's what reminded me of that.
Yeah.
But my early girls was true type. They bore early and quick, and they made those little tomatoes, and they made plenty of them. But the only thing I know, they must have pollinated all the rest of the crop, and I made nothing but tomatoes on every other, little tomatoes on everything I planted. All the rest of my tomatoes produced little tomatoes. And I had the big varieties. I had the Florida Flora Lou and the Florida Belle and the Creole and the Louisiana Pink. Besides those, I had 5 different varieties. And every one of them made a little tomato just like the early girls. I never had a big tomato, but I just the day before yesterday I ate my last tomato. I ate tomatoes out of there. Well, in the latter part of March I got some of those early tomatoes. And from now to the first of this week, I've ate tomatoes more than 2 months out of that garden this year. They lasted longer than anything I ever saw. My neighbor and myself, his wife loves to make a garden, and we have a kind of contest. We just have fun, more than anything else, seeing who could make the best tomatoes. And her tomatoes were dead and gone a month before mine did. And we planted the same varieties and all that sort of stuff. Because it just didn't last, and mine lasted twice as long. All those kind of things, you know, there's enough to want in agriculture.
But the soil here just isn't as,
huh?
The soil here, what type of soil do you
sandy,
have?
Sandy, very sandy. All this country, I guess maybe 1,000 years ago it was the Gulf of Mexico, because it's, you know, we're building land, spreading the land. At the mouth of the Mississippi River, the government had to keep dredging to get that farther out to keep the channel open for ships going in and out.
Uh-huh.
And that's a continuous process that's been going on for centuries. Spilling, dumping deposits, and extending the land fell out in the Gulf. And that's the reason